Concerns about the justices. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A large fence now surrounding the U.S. Supreme Court building in the wake of a leaked draft opinion on abortion. And there are calls for increased security for the justices and their loved ones.
Republican Senator John Cornyn told the Judiciary Committee he and Democrat Chris Coons have introduced a measure
to enhance the authorities of the Supreme Court law enforcement agencies to provide protective details for the judges and their families who've already been threatened with violence.
He said threats against the Supreme Court are a threat to judicial independence.
Fox's Jill Nato. Abortion activists are reportedly offering stipends to demonstrators who will show up at the homes of some of the justices next week. The White House refusing to discourage that.
The reason people are protesting is because women across the country are worried about their fundamental rights that have been law for 50 years.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration wants the protests to remain nonviolent. There'll be no felony charges filed against the man who tackled comedian Dave Chappelle during a performance at the Hollywood Bowl this week. LA's district attorney George Gascon referring the case to city attorney Mike Feuer.
My office has filed charges alleging battery, possession of a weapon with the intent to assault, and charges relating to interfering with a performance.
Those charges are all misdemeanors, but Feuer says his office takes protecting public safety extremely seriously. Independence Day in Israel, marred by a stabbing attack near Tel Aviv.
Unfortunately, we have three dead citizens, and several wounded that were taken to hospital.
Police spokesman Ariel Cohen says they are searching for two suspected Palestinian attackers. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow plunged 1,039 points. NASDAQ lost 647, the worst single-day drops for each since 2020. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Over a potential health risk, the FDA is limiting the use of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine.
The Food and Drug Administration is now restricting the J&J shot to those who specifically request it or those who cannot receive Pfizer or Moderna's offering. The FDA says the J&J vaccine brings a risk of blood clots to those who receive it, even though the occurrence of clots is said to be rare. The one-dose J&J vaccine has not been as widely taken as either the Pfizer or Moderna two-dose protocols, in part because of safety issues. That led late last year to the CDC recommending that Pfizer and Moderna be the preferred choices of the three vaccines to combat COVID. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The number of deaths in the U.S. blamed on the coronavirus has now passed the 1 million mark. Former Loveland, Colorado police officer Austin Hopp has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. He was shown on body camera video roughing up a 73-year-old woman with dementia during her arrest and later joking about it. Karen Garner had left a store without paying for about $14 worth of merchandise. The Justice Department now has an Office of Environmental Justice. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Although violations of our environmental laws can happen anywhere, communities of color, indigenous communities, and low-income communities often bear the brunt of the harm caused by environmental crime, pollution, and climate change.
Violators could be forced to pay for supplemental environmental projects to help undo damage done to the environment. A break from hot, gusty weather Thursday allowed firefighters in New Mexico time to build more fire lines against a wildfire that has now charred an area equal to 258 square miles and destroyed dozens of homes. But the strong wind gusts are forecast to return over the weekend. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.